Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Burn it down. Burn, burn.
Do you know what day it is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
Give it to me straight. Are you really a radio DJ?
I don't really know.
Got any advice?
Good radio is preparation. The other part is just making sure that you don't burp into the microphone.
When you fake it till you make it.
Any other advice?
You give the people what they want.
And just have fun with it. Follow your instincts.
Hey, and let the show begin.
Hope you got your rain gear today. It's coming down.
What a way to start the morning. Dangerous.
It is dangerous. expect rain, much of that heavy at times, high winds likely. The governor has declared a state of emergency.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. Oh. The reason they do that is because included in that are lifts on restrictions of trucks carrying essential supplies and things like that so that they can go ahead, so they can get the job done.
Just in case.
So, yes. So, anyway, that's part of the state of emergency. But parts of the state really going to get hammered by some high winds today. And there are a bunch of closings today, including Guilford County Schools, Rockingham County, Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools, Gadsden County Schools, all closed today. Check your school's website.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of private schools and stuff are closed, too. I mean, there is an alphabetical list as long as my leg of schools that are closed today.
Was I under a rock last night? I'm sitting here thinking about my kid now. Lord, I hope preschool's open.
You better crawl out from under the rock or move out of your parents' basement or whatever you're doing. Dude, check your school's website, whatever method they have for you to find out whether there is school or not before you head out the door this morning. And if you are going out, get ready. The roads are nasty.
I can't count the times. Almost said,
wake up with the Wolf Show. Soggy start to the day. Today, some pretty serious rain coming down today. Also, in terms of the schools, a lot of schools have already announced that they are going to close early. Most of them closing 2 hours early as the stronger part of this storm is supposed to roll through this afternoon. So keep an eye on your school's website, and if you're set up for alerts on your phone, be sure you're paying attention to that, because you may be out doing something today and you get the alert, hey, we're cutting out 2 hours early and you got to go cross town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So be aware that that's happening now. Again, many of them have already decided to close 2 hours early, so you may want to check the list. Your school's website, always the best source of information. But Guilford County Schools, Rockingham, Winston-Salem, Forsyth County Schools, Yadkin County Schools, all closed today in anticipation of problems associated with a storm like power outages.
I had a little notification sitting in my son's school app, and I was like, oh, God, I didn't plan for this.
Yeah. And that's a lot of parents, either they don't plan or they can't. They have no alternative.
And it's always my luck. My father-in-law's in West Virginia for a funeral. So
who's watching the Frank?
My mother-in-law until she goes to work. But luckily, the note said, we're keeping an eye on it as of right now. School's still on. So here's hoping it doesn't get worse.
Yeah. By the way, Frank has loosened up with the old Dale man.
Oh, he likes you, Dale.
Frank used to be a little tentative around me.
Like,
you know, I'd try to play with him or talk to him, and he would just kind of hide behind Annie or Danny. And now he's kind of like, he'll fist bump, and we'll talk, and we played cars in here the other day. But yeah, he's loosened up with me.
He knows you're Dale-o.
Yeah, doesn't he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because yeah.
And if he nicknames you, I just realized he gets that from me. If he nicknames you, he likes you.
Okay, all right.
He'll nickname you in a second, especially like a dog. We met this dog named Brody immediately. He was like, hey, Broads.
Broads.
And I'm like, you're too cool for school, man.
How old is he?
Five.
And he's coming up with Broads.
Yeah.
That's great. That is awesome. Time to get up. 6:09. It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute. I know. Wake up with the Wolf Show on a sort of an iffy weather day today. As the weather people say, be weather aware today. Yes. That's what they always say. Heavy rain, high winds today. Could be really gusty. Already gusting over 20 miles an hour. The worst part of the storm supposedly coming in later today, which explains a lot of school closings and early closings. Guilford, Rockingham, Winston-Salem, Forsyth, Gadsden County all closed today. We started talking about it a couple of days ago, and it's coming fast. A week from today, Annie.
I know. I almost think, you know, we could just go ahead and kick it off now.
I know. Well, I need a little more time.
Well, I guess I kind of don't because I've already kick-started, you know.
Yeah, you were busy yesterday.
I was. Last year, we had a couple of businesses out of nowhere just surprise us by telling us they had a card-making station in their place of business. We had a Siku.
Nobody says Siku.
I do.
It's a state employees credit union.
It was a Siku. I want to say it's like Thomasville. And then we had like Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville. And so I reached out to the people at Under Par and I was like, hey, I didn't know if you're planning on doing a table again. They said, yes, absolutely. I was going to get in touch with you about that. And I said, cool. I've got a little something different I'd like to do on top of that though. And so it's the first of its kind for Touch the Troops. We're going to have a evening where we're out at Under Par in Kernersville and you can come by, make a card and hang out with us, grab a beer, grab a drink, play a board game or,
Get some wings.
Well, you can bring your own food. So yeah, if you want a wing, you can also play on the virtual, rent a bay and play virtual golf, which is really, really cool. They have games on there too.
Yeah. See how far you can really hit it. You're telling everybody you hit it 250 off the tee, but you don't. You're going to find that out.
But I will solely be making cards and maybe drinking a beer if you'd like to come make a card with me. But yeah, we're going to do something like that now so that we're out a little bit more and maybe encourage some more people to, make a card when they have it.
You're new to the station or the show. The Touch the Troops is a card sending campaign where we send all the cards you make to troops stationed around the world. So, and we figured Valentine's Day seems like a good time to do that.
Absolutely. And I had people reach out to me yesterday. One listener says that she already texted her daughter's principal. It's like, right. Get the school involved. And somebody else said, hey, how can I get these to you? I work at a school in Kernersville. And I was like, well, hey, I'll come pick them up.
Yeah.
That's something else we're doing. So
two things. The card doesn't have to be Valentine's Day themed.
No.
That's not necessary. It's also not necessary that the card is homemade. We encourage you to do so. And I know a lot of you are real crafty like that and you enjoy doing it. And you're going to be doing it anyway because you're making cards for your kids' classes or whatever. But it's not necessary. It can be a card you picked up at the Dollar Tree. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Or you like play it on the computer. It could be something you make on Canva or paint and print off multiples of it. Whatever it is.
Doesn't matter. We're just happy to get them. And the troops will be even happier to get those too. We're trying to break the record that we had last year. Last year we did 10,000 cards. Might have been just a little over. But we're gonna break that this year with your help. Touch the Troops starting 1 week from today. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Again, be aware of the weather today. Heavy rain, high winds today, and a lot of schools closed. Check your school's website. Hey, if you have a tendency to maybe not make your car payments on time or skip your car payments, Ford's got a way now to get around that. They are developing a car that will repossess itself.
Which is wild. Wild to me.
If you miss the required number of payments, I don't know what that is, depending on the loan you've got. And particularly, I guess, if you finance through Ford Motor Credit, the car will simply start up in the middle of the night and drive away.
Let me tell you. Excuse me. Let me tell you. So, a couple years ago, I was living out of my vehicle. And
well, it's been more than a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like 6 or 7 years ago. I was living out of my vehicle.
It goes by fast.
It does go by fast. And it was in the thick of, it was about this time of year. I was living out of my car, me and my dog. And I had a friend's house that I could come and go from. Some nights I'd stay there, some nights I wouldn't. But for the most part, the bulk of my items were in my vehicle. And I was at work at my little tiny job, my little part-time job, and I remember seeing some kind of truck pull up, and they basically snatched up my car. I went out there while I was at work, and I was like, my dog's in there. I'm living in this car. Like, you can't take it. And they're like, well, we're going to have to. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know how many nights I slept in my car in a Walmart parking lot? Can you imagine if I had had that and it just come get snatched up while you're sleeping? You're snatching yourself up.
And you don't even wake up. The car just starts up, drives off.
You're flying down the highway.
Next thing you know, somebody's, hey, your car's been repossessed. Get out.
Oh, my gosh. I just could not imagine that.
So, yeah, Ford's developing this car, and I guess sooner or later, all Ford products will be able to repossess themselves if you default on your loan. I wonder how many repossessions there are. It must be heavy because you see them doing it all the time.
It's one of those things that it sucks when it happens because I've been down. I know what it's like to not have it, want to pay it and not have it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference in people who want to do it and can't and the people who just don't.
So
they choose to do stupid stuff with their money instead of paying their bills. And, you know, it's like, it's one of the crappiest things. When you don't have a vehicle, whether you don't have one or got repossessed, it is the most stuck feeling. Yeah. Even as an adult who has control over these things, if something happens to my car, it is this weight of stuck, and it sucks.
Well, you're trapped.
It's awful. Repossession sucks.
And when you live in places like this where it's not a good public transportation city.
Hopping on a bus in Kernersville.
I mean, you know, if you can't get to work, you can't get your kid to school, you can't.
Let me run to the store. Oh.
No, I can't.
I can't.
Yeah, I got no car. Yeah. So anyway, Ford's going to be the first one to have a car that actually repossesses.
I hate that people will lose their job, but it'll be safer in the long run for the people who have to come after the car or the people who are crazy and chase after. You know what I'm saying? People come out, yeah, take it back.
If you live in an apartment complex, you'll see that sometimes where they'll roll in there in the middle of the night. And
you're like, someone getting got.
God, it takes 30 seconds, man. They're gone.
Oh, yeah, they're quick with it for sure.
Yeah, I've never seen. How do you do that so fast?
They came knocking. Hey, I know you're working. I need your keys, though, ma'am. I was like, this is mortifying.
He ain't got my smile. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3. Today's top 1. 3.
Go.
So there's a chain restaurant which started in, I believe, Hawaii. It's called Uncle Sharky's Poke Bar. And if you've never had a poke bowl, it's like rice and some fish or meat and avocado and some other veggies.
I like the poke bowl.
They're good.
There's a good little poke place downtown on Elm. Yeah, it's good.
I think there was one Winston called like Poke Star or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. Anyways, they have a couple of places open right now between California, Hawaii, Texas, and Utah. But they're going to expand in the next few months in California with 10 new locations. The menu is designed specifically for Walmart customers. And, of course, like I said, it's going to offer the poke bowls. It has various fish and meat options. They have boba milks and teas and some tropical flavored desserts. And not only is it going to be, and already is, in some of the Walmart locations in California, this is going to be something that's going to end up expanding
all across the country.
Yeah.
They want it in all the stores.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really go to Walmart to eat. The bread at Subway currently when I'm shopping smells so good it makes me want to.
But I wonder if that means they're ending their relationship with Subway and putting that in, or if this is an addition to their partnership with Subway.
And, you know, there's other ones that have like McDonald's in them and random places. So I don't know what that means for the future, but it could mean that we have an interesting little restaurant and not me going to Walmart to get my poke bowls. Because that'd be the only place in Kernersville I can get one. So we'll see what happens. Just another little update with the weather today. Dale, what you got?
Heavy rain, high winds, could be really gusty. The worst part of the storm coming through later this afternoon. Be about 63. A lot of schools already closed, including Guilford, Rockingham, Winston-Salem, Forsyth, and Yadkin County. Many schools closing 2 hours early today. Check the school's website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm still waiting to figure out if my kid's going to get out early or not. And then, you know, I had something here I wanted to talk about with the Stanley Cup, so I figured I'll tease it real quick.
Yes, I love teasing.
This has happened to me before, working somewhere, or should I say volunteering somewhere, not being able to shop where you work. And I find it odd that Target is not allowing their employee to get a Stanley Cup ahead of time. Like, they're, people are trying to find ways to get a Stanley Cup, and it's like, even on the clock, you can't go buy one. I mean, don't understand.
They're focused on the customer. Eh? They're not worried about the employees.
But that's still a customer. They were a customer before they were an employee.
Yeah, but I bet, do Target employees get a discount off the retail price? Okay.
They do. They do. We'll dive into this a little bit more right around 7:25. We got some questions, though.
The Stanley thing continues to mushroom, and anybody who didn't know about the Stanley thing prior to Christmas now knows about it, and people have gone nuts, especially with this pink cup.
Oh, yeah.
And I've wasted a paycheck on whispering good time.
Oh, I think I got a bite.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:02. Nasty weather day today. Watch out. Heavy rain, high winds. And it's going to get worse as the day wears on. Lots of school closings. Check your school's website.
If you follow me or the Wolf on social media, I posted a little teaser video this morning and said 7:25. Well, I messed up. It's 7:05. So here we are.
How did you mess that up?
I decided to change
the zero, not a two.
I decided to change some things.
Okay, all right.
So this past weekend, we'll leave the restaurant unnamed for these purposes.
Okay.
Went to a restaurant that I'm not a big fan of as it is. My husband likes it.
So you got drugged.
Essentially. I agree to, though, because I was like, oh, I'll say this. I like their chili.
Okay.
So.
Love a good bowl of chili.
We walk into the restaurant, and it's as busy as it normally is, but it's one of those places where nobody, their menu's so big, and it's not been around a long time that you don't really have a go-to yet if you don't go there a lot.
Got it.
So every time I've been in there, because we always go inside to eat, the drive-thru sucks.
many do.
Every time we go in there, there's a ton of people always standing back looking at the menu and not ordering. So I look around. I see that nobody that was, quote, in front of me is prepared to make an order or do whatever. And so I walk up to the open cashier I see.
Because you're ready to bust a move.
And I immediately get a look like I just did something wrong.
From?
The cashier.
Ooh, the cashier, not a customer.
No. Okay. None of this is with a customer. It's all with a cashier.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's unusual for this place. I know what you're talking about. I know the place you're talking about.
And so, like, I was thinking to myself immediately, like, with the attitude of, like, this person beginning to take my order, I was like, what did I do wrong? Like, immediately, I was like, okay, this feels weird.
You got a vibe. Right.
Yeah, I got a vibe. And if you know me, first of all, I'm a nice person, but like there's something about me when I am dealing with somebody who works in customer service, I am even nicer because I know what it's like to be on the other end of it. And I want to show them that you know, you're not always dealing with a jerk kind of thing,
totally,
you know?
I get that.
And so the first thing I said was, you know, I always say, hey, how are you doing? And, you know, that kind of stuff. And this person brushed me off. And I go to order and I asked about, hey, if I get a combo, can I get a chili as my side? And it was immediate attitude. Because it was like, yeah, and we got these three over here. And I was like,
what?
That's all you can get, though. And I was like, okay, well, I definitely just said I wanted a chili. So obviously I knew what
soup. And chili was on the list.
Chili's always on the list.
All right.
And so I was like, so I know obviously I knew what I wanted. I was asking if I could have it as a combo. But
yeah,
anyways,
I have some experience ordering.
I just brushed it off. I was like, yeah, because I want the chili. That's great. Thank you.
Cool.
And I ordered for Frank, and then Danny ordered. And then Danny has this thing where someone will say something to him and he doesn't hear it. And I always hear it. So I'll jump in and she said something about a receipt. And he goes, huh? And I said, no, we don't need a receipt. Thank you. And we walked off. And this person, attitude the entire time. We go sit. We get our food. It kind of rubbed me wrong, but I let it go. Our food came. And when I was ordering my chili, she had asked me if I wanted cheese and sour cream. And I said, yes. So my food came. I had no sour cream. And I really like it in my chili. Mm-hmm. So I went up to the front. And it just so happened, the same situation. All these people are standing up there. Nobody's ordering, except for maybe like people who are already working with somebody. The same cashier was on the other end. She was open. She was just standing there, hands on the counter, looking ahead.
Right.
So I just kind of came past everybody because nobody was up there ordering. And I said, hi, do you mind if I had a sour cream? Yeah.
Yeah.
It struck me. I was like, what? Like, just, yeah. And so then she turns around, goes to the little cold drawers they have, and she's slamming them. looking for my condiment. And I, in my mind, I'm like, what is happening? What did I do? She just slaps it out to me. Doesn't even look at me. Doesn't say anything. And I was just like, thank you. Like, I just blew my mind. I get back to the table. It's all I could do. I'm crying at this point. Because I'm one of those people, I am very tenderhearted.
Yeah.
And if I'm being polite to you, and I don't understand what's going on, my feelings get hurt.
And you're mean to me?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Out of nowhere. And Dana's like, are you okay? I was like, I just don't understand why you treat people like that. What did I do to you? And like, I'm in tears at the table. And I sop it up, and then I'm angry too, because I'm like, yeah. you're so, that was so rude.
Yeah.
So rude.
So
I said, I kind of want to go up there, refill my drink, and catch her name tag. And then I said, I'm not going to be a Karen. I started thinking, and here's kind of my moral to this whole story. I started thinking, you know, maybe she's having a bad day. Maybe today is the day Mamaw died, and they told her she still had to come to work. There was no coverage. Sorry about your life. You got to come in. Maybe somebody in there's mistreating her constantly. Maybe somebody before me really just made her mad.
And you're giving her the benefit of the doubt.
And so here I am trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. Still on the inside of me is like, God, I want to get her name. I want. And it wasn't even to get her in trouble. It's more or less so someone could be like, why? Just go to the bathroom and take a breather. Don't talk to people like that. I just don't get it, you know? Like, I work in a job where I can't come in here and give you attitude every single day and act like a jerk. Like, I wouldn't have a job if I did that. And it's like, if you don't want to be there, don't be there. But if you are forced to be there and you're having a bad day, take a step. Like, go ask her to the bathroom. Cry it out. Punch it out. Do something. But don't treat people like that. So what did I do? I went home.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little hurt. I might have shed a few more tears just because I kept thinking about it. But I prayed for her. I prayed that she would find, you know, some peace, some happiness for the rest of the night. I pray that maybe I was the only person that she was this harsh to. I pray that some Karen didn't come along behind me and rip her a new one or get her, you know, name and complain to corporate or whatever. I just really hope. If I had to be the person, I prayed that I was the person who caught it all and that maybe that took the weight off her shoulders or maybe whatever it is, she could get it worked out. Or if she just has anger issues to work that out. I prayed for her. I could have been harsh. I could have been mean. I could have been spiteful. But all I could think was just pray for her. Show her that grace that she didn't show you, obviously. You know, and I still don't understand it. And it still has kind of just set with me because it was so mean. And I just don't understand it. But I think that before I judge her for just being a brat or, you know, the B word, just consider that, like you said, benefit of the doubt. Maybe there was something more going on. So I know that I feel like a lot of people are catching attitudes. I even had someone who just said they went to Taco Bell and the girl at the counter was just so awful to him. I don't know why people bring that with them to work. And I hate that they have to sometimes. But maybe instead of just assuming that it's about you and you did something wrong or they're mad at you, maybe just think about the fact that they're a whole life with a million problems like you have too. And sometimes some people just can't leave it at the door before they walk in.
Three things. Number one, I've never had that experience at that place because I know what you're talking. I know the place you're talking about. Number two, you're going to win a lottery prize today. And yeah. Number three, I would have reported her and made a big stink out of it.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's just... That's so on brand, Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. Just treat everybody with kindness, y'all. Show them a little grace.
Good for you. You set a great example.
Thanks, Dale.
Around here fast is how the...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Nasty weather day today. Be on the lookout and keep an eye on your kids' website, your school website, or make sure you got your alerts turned on because a lot of schools will be closing early today with the heavy rain and the high winds coming on. Hey, Annie, I wanted to tell you that I saw yesterday. I read everything and I watch stuff, but
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Target management busting Target employees for trying to snag a pink tumbler, a pink quencher from Stanley for themselves because they want them to be available to the customers. But many employees were trying to hold one back for themselves.
See, I've never understood when you work for somewhere, I've never understood why you can't buy stuff on the clock and why some companies won't even let you shop in a place. Because literally, what if you limit them to one? If you're worried about them having first dibs and reselling, just make them only let them have one.
My suspicion is that Stanley put a limit on orders for everybody who was ordering the pink tumbler, mm-hmm. and they knew they had a very limited supply, so they're doing everything they could to have as many out on the floor as possible. Now, I don't know how many what the average number of employees at a Target is. Plus, I guess they figure that all they want to do is snag them, pop them on eBay or wherever, and resell them at a higher price. I don't know.
You just got to be smart with it. You got to have somebody come in and buy one, or hide it for yourself somewhere. Like, look, I can't tell you how many times I've literally hid something to buy it later.
I'll go in on a weekend to someplace and I'll see something I want, but it's crazy in there and I'm not good with crazy lines, and I'll just hide it somewhere and go back on Monday and get it.
My perfect example is normally like Gabe's. I find something I like, but it's not worth waiting in the long line for.
The problem with Gabe's,
everywhere.
I've never seen them stock, but I got a feeling that they just come out and just throw it. Come in, get in there. You know, just throw it in the pot. Get in there. Get what
we
you
have
want.
Sections. No, this will go in the middle of the aisle on the floor. It looks great.
Although I will tell you, I like the Kernersville one much better.
You say that.
I do say that.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
I know. Maybe I caught him on a good day.
Maybe you did. It's very hit or miss in Gabe's. But yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've shoved something and hit it so I can come back and get it. I did some some volunteering.
Did you just hear what you just said?
What? I'd hit it and come back and get it.
Yeah, you don't know how many times I've hit it to come back and get it. Folks, remember that. That ought to be on a t-shirt.
I was, quote, volunteering at a Goodwill.
I understand.
Whether it was forced or not, I will never tell.
It was.
And they literally, that was a rule. Like, you're not buying anything here. Don't come here when you're off the clock and shop either. It's not happening.
Really?
Yeah, and that's how it is for their employees. Now, I don't know. I cannot recall if someone mentioned it. If it's all Goodwills, which I don't know how they would track that. But at least that store, if you work it, say you work at the Kernersville Goodwill, you ain't shopping at the Kernersville Goodwill. Now, I'll tell you right now, they told me I couldn't have stuff. So I put it on a certain shelf. I text my boyfriend at the time and I say, come up here and buy the things I have sitting in this one area.
You know what I've been tempted to do? And this is something that you would do. I would go, it's a Saturday, I'm off or whatever. I would put on, and I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about, this is you, Annie King.
Oh, God.
Put on a fake mustache and some crazy hat and stuff and go in there and shop and go right up to the counter, lay your stuff
just
down.
Just be wild. I don't know. I'd do it, though. I'd be wild like that. I'd put it in a low ponytail so I'd look like a real creepy guy.
Yeah.
I play a man very well. Am I proud of that? No. But do I? Yes.
But now, she could be mannish.
Now, back to this. I'm telling you. I don't understand it, though. Why? Why, if I'm working at the Goodwill or Target, why don't I get first dibs? I'm still spending my hard-earned money, and the money you're paying me, I'm turning around and spending back with you.
Yeah. Why wouldn't that be okay?
Why is that? Whether it's a discount or not, buddy, or some things maybe just don't get a discount. Okay, Stanley Cups, you can't have a discount. Tough luck.
Well,
I don't get it. Yeah, why can't you have the first dibs?
I don't understand either. I'm sure there's some sort of policy there that is in effect for a reason. But I don't know what.
This is the same with the Goodwill. Who cares? Y'all got the stuff for free, and you putting prices on it. You got someone in the back, a 13-year-old kid back there, pricing crap out. Who has no idea what he's doing. He's slapping $10 stickers on a pencil. Swear to God, the prices blow my mind at Goodwill. Anyways, but y'all mad about it that you let your employees shop there? You best believe if I worked there, I'd have me a little stockpile at all points in time. And I'm definitely got a friend. I'm phoning a friend, and they're coming in. They're buying me that stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know why that some enterprising Target worker wouldn't have done that with the pink cup.
I'd be like, Mama, I done hid it behind the bras.
Come
get my cup for me, please. And she'd be like, okay.
Maybe we give people too much credit. They're just not clever enough to come up with that. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
Usually the criminals are the most clever of all.
That's right.
Somebody save me. Make me feel alive.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Heavy rain, high winds today. Check your school because they may be leaving early today and you may not be aware of it. Also, congratulations to the Michigan Wolverines who won the National Football Championship, College Football Championship last night. They're doing some major celebrating today.
I continuing on this Stanley stuff because it's what everybody's talking about right now. Did y'all forget that the Stanleys have been out for a while?
The Cups came out and the reason they went crazy because they changed their marketing, right? Because they were just marketing to their usual customer, which is the outdoorsman, the tradesman.
Yeah, it always goes back to the marketing. And that's what you said. Like they said it was originally, you know, people like campers and hikers and stuff like that. And they were like, okay, let's pull this product. It's not working the way we want it to. And they decided to kind of reinvent their own product. And it literally started with, okay, let's hit up influencers on TikTok. Let's hit up the stay-at-home moms. Let's hit up, you know.
Let's hit up the athletic crowd.
The athletic crowd. And they made this cup something you want. They made this cup an aesthetic. And really, that, like I was telling people yesterday, that's what it is. It's a aesthetic, essentially. And they have literally sold you on this. And, you know, I sit here and think about all the fads we have, how things become a fad. And I was talking to someone yesterday, you know, there's all these stories going around about kids were begging their parents for a cup for Christmas.
Yep.
And then one girl had told her mom, thank you so much for getting me this cup. Now I don't get made fun of anymore for not having one.
God, that is so
awful.
What
kind of child?
What world?
Bully somebody for not having a stupid cup.
Oh, yeah.
I was bullied in sixth grade, okay? This is when cell phones came out. Roughly, everybody started getting one. Sixth grade, I didn't have a cell phone. Everybody else did, whether you had a plain old Nokia, just, you know, ugly little boring phone or a flip phone.
You just had one.
You had one. And I remember getting bullied for not having a cell phone. And I was thinking to myself, why are y'all bullying me? Because I don't have a cell phone. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah.
What is that? Like, even in sixth grade, it was like, what? So, but immediately it changed my mindset because I'm like, well, everybody else has one. Now I need one. And I remember begging my mom in the Verizon store. I said, Mom, please get me a phone. I'm getting made fun of not having a phone. What do I need a phone for? I didn't. Again, everybody had one, so I wanted one. But even as an adult, it starts to feel that way. I said months ago in this whole Stanley thing, I wasn't going to get one. And then it's like, the more you see it, you're like, do I need one? Maybe I do. Maybe I'll see what the hype's about.
Maybe it's that good.
And I do enjoy the cup, but is it an aesthetic? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I tell you what we're going to do, though. We're going to take my Yeti, which is made similarly to that.
Yeah, they're very similar.
And we're going to ice them down. Can we do that today before we leave?
Yeah, I'd like to ice them down and leave them overnight, just sitting here on the counters.
We're going to see what holds the cold better, the Yeti or the Stanley Quencher.
But I think before we do that, we're going to take a live, do a little comparison, side by side. Let's really go over the scopes here on what both of them are supposed to provide, the specs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Spoke specs, all
spokes, you know.
Yeah.
We'll check it all out.
Yeah. All right, new music now on the Wake Up With The Wolf Show. For Bailey Zimmerman, this is Where It Ends on The Wolf.
this is where it.
All the local celebrities of the triad celebrating their special days. Today, I couldn't hear myself, Dale. I thought my mic was off. It was just
nope,
my headphones.
It's on.
It was my headphones. I would, hearing Dolly sing just reminded me that when Frank turned 5 a little over a week ago, that we got a special little email from Dolly where she's saying that she would always love him.
Yeah.
And where he basically has graduated from her free book program, the Imagination Library. She goes, probably got the last book you're ever going to get from me. And I'm like, oh, it breaks my heart. We look so forward to the Dolly books. Thanks, doll, for always being a doll. If you're celebrating today, happy birthday to you. Reagan Wallace of Moxville, who's 8 years old, told you that there's a very special 8-year-old birthday
here. She is special.
Michaela Bailey of Stokesdale celebrating, along with Whitney Knight of Winston-Salem. Kathy Lee Snodgrass of High Point. Hannah Whitman of Kernersville, Austin Hyatt of Winston-Salem, Aaron Stoltz of Winston-Salem, Teresa Holt of Martinsville, Virginia, John Perkins of Whitsitt, Samantha Floyd of Mebane, Ashley Cumbo of Climax, Gary Kang of Moxville, Diana Shreve of Summerfield, Martin Floyd of Midway, Gary Talker of Tyro, and Jessica Carter of Brown Summit. Now, is it Brown's Summit or Brown Summit?
It's Brown's Summit.
That's exactly the way I say it. That's how I spell
now
it.
Now you've got me. Why do I know it?
It is Brown's Summit.
It
I was just joking. Anyways, I'd love to celebrate your special day. Please get it on the list. Call me. Call Dolly. I don't care. 799-WOLF. You can also DM at the Wolf, 93.1 The Wolf on Facebook. I really want to hit a Dolly note right now. I will always love you, but I'm going to save y'all from that. I'm going to say, now, just in case we miss yours.
That was bad enough.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Ooh, it's totally private. 2024 concert number 2. Trip for you and 4 friends to see John Party live in Nashville. It only runs a week, then we go to another artist. So there's not a lot of time to enter, but the good news for you is the fewer entries, the better chance you have to win.
Yeah.
You can have a chance to win that trip starting at 9:30 this morning. That'll be your first opportunity. Here's how it works. We'll give you a keyword. You go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com, and enter that word to be entered to win the trip to Nashville to see John Party live. You'll get to meet him, talk to him, have your picture made, take your selfie, whatever you want to do.
Have a party.
Yeah, with Party. And maybe his wife, Summer Party, will be there. They got another baby coming. Did you hear that?
Another one?
Yep.
Good for them.
Got another baby coming. So congratulations, John and Summer Party. Couldn't be a better name. Summer Party.
I know.
5 chances today. First at 9:30, then at 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30 with Aaron later on today. It only happens here. Totally private. 2024 concert number 2 from The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening. It's 8:21. Weather stuff today. Heavy rain, high winds, high 63. It's affecting a lot of schools. And we found out something a little earlier that's pretty cool.
I wish we had found it out even sooner so we could have been kind of talking about it more. But there is some day camps today that the City of Winston Parks and Recs has put together to kind of help any, if you're scrambling to look for some last-minute child care. Miller Park Recreation Center, Polo Park Recreation Center, and the Sedge Garden Recreation Center are doing 9 to 5:30 day camps. $15. You can register online. The form is not that long. You bring your own lunch and snack. So I think that is a great, great way to get some help if you need it today.
Yeah, if you're a single parent and you're just going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? This might be a solution for you.
Yeah, I kind of wish that we had known a little sooner about this. They posted it just around an hour ago on the Parks and Rec page.
We can't know everything instantly. We try.
Right, we try. So I'm going to share it to the Wolf Facebook page so that you guys can maybe share the knowledge with somebody you may know, because I'm sure, even though it starts at 9, if you're running a little bit behind because you just found this out and you can't get to work till like 10, you could still drop them off and still get your money's worth. $15 for that, a full day?
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Thank you to the city of Winston-Salem for doing that. And the Sedge Garden Recreation Center, if you're closer to this side, it's actually, I would consider it more Kernersville than Winston. It is a Winston address.
Well, you would
address.
Know. That's your old stomping ground.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes from my house. So it's still very much in a Kernersville-ish location.
In case you're just unaware, maybe you don't have kids or whatever, the weather has caused school systems to either close or decide early to close early. Guilford County Schools, Rockingham County, Winston-Salem, Versailles, and Yadkin County Schools all closed. I tell you this because it'll affect traffic patterns today and especially on the drive home this afternoon. A lot of schools are closing early. Check your school's website. Be aware. Make sure your phone's set up to get alerts from your school.
You know, I was sitting thinking about, like, if I didn't have the village I do and I had to, oh, this is perfect. Let me send Frank there. My thoughts and prayers go out to all the parents of the shy children who, if this is your only option and you're taking them
on all these strangers
and you have to deal with the effects of dropping your poor, poor, anxious
Frank
child off.
Frank would not react well to
he'd
that.
He'd have just a come apart.
Yeah.
He'd have to know somebody there for him to feel okay. And I get it. Like, I get it. But very grateful for something like this. But I am thinking about you if you've got one of those kids like mine. It's like, oh, God, it's my only option. But, oh, yeah. This is about to be a terrible drop off.
Yeah, it probably will. Something else that may affect you today, the governor has issued a state of emergency for the state for the remainder of today, too.
So. Oh, good. I'll go home then.
No.
I want to sweep you off your feet tonight. Tonight I'll live and die this way.
Today's
two,
top
one,
three,
go.
So, where am I? Who am I? What day is it? Walmart has got a
three
new...
Three good questions.
Walmart's got a new restaurant. And, yes, a new restaurant. So, we don't know what's really going to happen all across the states just yet.
But they do plan to do it in all stores.
There's a new restaurant change called Uncle Sharky Poke Bar. If you never had a poke bowl, you're missing out, first of all.
Poke bowls are delicious.
Yeah, a rice and or lettuce base and delicious fish and or other meats.
Choice of meats.
Vegetables on top of it. It's so good. They already have a ton of locations across. They start in Hawaii, but California, Utah, and Texas. They are going to expand even more with 10 new locations in California Walmarts over the next 5 months. The menu is designed specifically for Walmart customers, and they've got the poke bowls, the boba milks and teas, and tropical flavor desserts. Their menu looks pretty good. It's very short and sweet and to the point. I'm just interested to see how long it'll take to come, especially all these Walmart flips. Why would you not wait to do this?
On the remodels.
On the remodels.
Because all Walmarts are undergoing remodels, both Walmart, the big stores, and the Walmart neighborhood markets.
But I'm not going to lie. I am down for a change, okay? I'm tired of the McDonald's and the Subways inside of the Walmart.
Yeah.
And that bread from Subway, the smell of it while
wafting
I'm shopping.
Through the air.
I'm angry about it, Dale.
It's like going to the mall smelling the chocolate chip cookies, you know? It's like drives you crazy. But I wonder what they're going to do. And by the way, when is that Walmart neighborhood market over in High Point there on Pitty Road getting a remodel?
I'm sure
it's like the
one.
Last one on the list. Please remodel it.
Moving on, we've just been mentioning it on and off, but weather has been an issue this morning. It's caused a lot of school closings, delays, potential school closing. Like my kids going to preschool and they say we might close early. We don't know. So just be weather aware, as Dale says, and
heavy
also.
Rain.
Just be aware of, schooling and stuff. And we did just share something to the Wolf's Facebook page regarding some helpful childcare options on the FOCO side of the triad if you need a little last-minute help because you've got to go to work.
Yeah, and expect the worst part of the storm this afternoon with more high winds and more heavy rain.
And plot twist, it's National Take Your Kids to Work Day all of a sudden.
Right, it is officially now.
Yeah.
It wasn't this morning when we got here, but it is now.
Didn't know Tuesday was going to be Take Your Kids to Work Day, so... that's all I got for you this morning.
All right.
Just be nice to people. Be courteous. Leave early. You know, everybody's going to have a rough morning with this weather and the kids being out, so be mindful.
No, no doubt.
Red leaves on the river.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hope you're paying attention to that weather. Some of the roads rough. Winds gusted across already at over 25 miles an hour. Going to be a little bit stronger later on. And lots of early school closings today. And they may decide to do it earlier. So be sure you're signed up for alerts from your school. Man, how easy it is now to get those. Back in the day, man, how you going to get that information? I'll tell you how you got it. The radio. That was the only way to find out. If you were going to school, going late, leaving early, the radio was it.
See, for me, I was part radio, part TV, and you had to wait because, of course, I was Winston-Salem for Scythe County Schools. So you're
last on the list, man. We got to get all the way to W.
Oh, and then
kidding me.
And then for it to get there and it not be on that list, you're like, no!
Dadgummit! Robbed! All right, so coming up in less than an hour, a chance to qualify for Totally Private 2024 Concert Number 2, that trip for John Party live in Nashville for you and four of your friends. Less than an hour away at 9:30.
93.1 The Wolf this week.
Hey, this is
Wake Up with a Wolf Show. There's Lainey Wilson's Watermelon Moonshine. Thanks for listening. We're going to do a little something here because of the mania over the Stanley Quencher Cups. I know many of you already have one. Maybe you want one. Maybe it's one of these, oh, I want one of those. I got to have one of those.
Everybody has one. I need one.
Yeah. So we thought what we would do, because I have a very similar Yeti. In fact, it's a green Yeti, sort of. And so Annie's Stanley Quencher is also green. They're roughly the same size, and we're going to see which one holds up best. Which one do they both leak? Do one of them leak?
Yep, leak test.
Do they both keep ice? How long do they keep ice?
The fact that Dale's doesn't come with a straw, mine does. You can buy a straw for his, came with it.
Yeah, there are available accessories to go with it. Now, I'm unaware of any charms that you can get to go on your...
I just want you to know that my charms are not a Stanley thing. So, Yes, you can buy any charm you want and put it on there, Dale.
I don't know why I'm curious about this, but what is the charm you have? What is that made for? Is it made for the Crocs? You said they have the special charms you can put on those? Or what is it made for, a bracelet? What is it?
It literally is a little tiny chain with an A on it.
And how's that connected to the cup?
Like a bracelet, a clasp.
Okay. All right.
It's like a clasp. I know there's they make different kinds. Like there's another girl, She Shack Boutique she owns. She has a vendor who does other like customizable with like big beads on it kind of charm that kind of clasps on. They also make, I don't know what they're called, but they go across the top here where your straw is. You can customize things with that. It's like a little...
She also has what's called a boot on her cup.
I have a boot. I bought the stopper kit to help it be more leak-proof.
Now, my Yeti comes with a lid, a click-over stopper, if you will, just to prevent that. We'll see.
I've wanted to put stickers on it, but then I thought, I'm not doing this. It's not a Nalgene bottle.
We're going to go Facebook Live. What time do you want to do that, Annie?
The next little bit.
All right, we'll do that after 9 o'clock. After 9 o'clock, we'll go to live and we'll start the testing process. And then when we leave today, we're going to fill them with ice and we're going to leave them overnight. And we're going to see what we have tomorrow in terms of volume of ice still left in the cups.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of sad I got to leave my Stanley here overnight.
I knew it would be a problem.
I want to drink my water.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute. I know
that you can't find me.
The dust right off them tonight.
I'm John Party with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville. I'll see you soon.
Here we go. It's your first chance today to qualify. Today's keyword, or this hour's keyword, is star. S-T-A-R, star.
Take that keyword. Head over to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, where you'll enter it in for your chance to win. And we've got multiple chances all day long. Get those entries.
All right, that's it. Wrapping up a Monday. And boy, is it a nasty one, too. Watch for this weather to get worse before it gets better. High winds, heavy rain today, and a lot of schools closing out early today.
And tomorrow, the results from our Facebook Live Stanley versus Yeti Cup battle.
We have similar cups. Mine's a Yeti. Hers is the quencher from Stanley. We're going to see if they leak. We're going to see how long they keep ice and all that. So we're going to have to leave your cups behind tonight.
Andy. No!
So,
you know, I'm thirsty.
We'll be able to use your quencher until tomorrow. And if there's still ice in it, you still can't use it because we got to wait till it all melts and see which one melts the first. First one melts. So
you didn't tell me this.
This is new.
I need a second Stanley.
Better
look
go get
me.
Another one. Get you a pink one today.
All right. On my way.
Have an awesome Tuesday. Stay dry today. Say goodbye, Annie.
Bye, girl.
We'll leave you with a great song from Cody Johnson, The Painter. I love a rodeo cowboy who can sing.
She talks about the future like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.